I just want to make the case that I think that this is something we should consider, but I think it has to be separated out from the De Rienzo issue where we've already made a determination. I think the problem is that we have a tendency in governance at Pacifica to become dysfunctional as a result of conflicts that arise either because of individuals or groups of individuals. And those conflicts get elevated to a higher level they basically become the subject matter of governance. So we're not doing our job because we're engaged in the conflicts. And this is certainly a problem at the PNB as well. I mean, we've been engaged in the last meeting with two items of conflict that have arisen at WBAI, and we're not able to get any work done until we get those things out of the way. So I would endorse Lydia's proposal, but I think that the issue of conflict resolution is something that we should make part and parcel of governance network-wide, not simply at WBAI, because I think it affects all of our LSBs, as she's indicated. It has in the past, and it involves the PNB right now. That's it.
Can I jump in? This is Max. Please go ahead. I'm sorry.
Who else did I hear?
No, I apologize. Go ahead. No,
please go ahead. That's fine.
I just wanted to say amen.
Max, go ahead. If you
For all it's worth, at PG&E, KPFA, we went through a little exercise, non-violent communication. I'm not sure. The intention was very good because we have had our share of problems. I'm not sure that the meeting actually helped out. But we did get very much bogged down because of conflicts. And Rob put it very well. I don't think that these were necessarily conflicts involving issues, business issues, if that's the right way to put it. A lot of it had to do with personal issues that haven't been sorted out yet. But that tends to slow us down considerably. And I suspect, as you've said, it's a system-wide problem.
So what I'm... This is Lydia, if I may.
It is 10. It's 6:10, so there's 5 minutes.
Okay, yeah. So I'm just suggesting that what's certain... I have been through two periods of mediation here in Pacifica. One was the one that was very positive here. One was the one in Chicago that I thought it was not great. And so that's why I'm saying there are mediators and there are mediators, there are processes and there are processes. And so I'm recommending one that I believe would provide the tools by which we can handle our conflicts. They're not going to go away. Our political differences aren't going to go away, which I don't think that's really the underlying cause anyway. But it's how we handle those. And when they get to the point of disrupting at any level our ability to do business, then at that point, I think we have to, just like when we go to the doctor, that we have to call in someone so that it does not escalate. And so I ask that we at least consider this and break it down into three sections if necessary. If in principle, we can recommend mediation for the WBAI board first.
And what would these three sections be?
Number one is to see if we can reach consensus on whether we can recommend that WBAI have mediation for its board, period. That's the first one. And then my second one is whether we can therefore recommend that they not use previous mediators, as there was some sentiment expressed last time that they didn't benefit that much from the previous mediation. So therefore, it would be useless to try the same mediators. Let's go to somebody else, perhaps other mediators that have successfully dealt with conflict at the other stations, because we've all gone through this. This is not unique to WBAI. So, anyway.
Hakim Tekesh would like to get on the list, please.
And Bob. What was the third thing?
What was this?
The third one was actually the recommendation of other mediators. The second one is just not to use the same mediators.
Oh,
the third
okay,
one is to recommend. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, it could even be two. It doesn't matter. But let's just separate out first. Can we first recommend that mediation?
Yeah, Lydia, there's something called the Society for Professionals
and right.
Dispute Resolution that we can work with.
Right. There are a number. We can submit recommendations later, but first, can we agree that we can have mediation?
Yep.
It's just a recommendation anyway.
There are three people on the stack.
How come, Bob, and who is the third?
Serene, please.
Serene, okay.
We have two minutes more. Do we want to...
I'm going to be very brief. This is just about WBAI again. Like, I'm on a national call where I'm supposed to be discussing Pacifica as a networks business, and I'm getting bogged down into whether WBAI needs mediation or not. I might agree to mediation as a conflict level resolution method that should be adopted by the entire network, but, I mean, I don't think we have the jurisdiction over WBAI's local station board to
it's
come in and tell them you must mediate yourself.
The recommendation.
Okay.
Mary has pointed out we're close to time.
One
people
minute.
Want to extend for 10 minutes so that we can hear these last comments on the stack and then take votes?
Yeah, I would move we extend for 10 minutes.
Is there any second to that?
Second.
Any objection to that? Okay, we'll go another 10 minutes then. Next was Bob and then Serene.
Can you put me on the stack, please?
And then Max. And then after that, I'd like to close up and go to a vote or we won't make our 10-minute call.
Yes, I agree.
Serene, you go ahead. I'll speak after.
Thanks. I want to say a couple of things. I am tremendously concerned about the cost of anything. That's one, but it's not necessarily the first thing, but it is a thing that is important to me, the cost of it. Secondly, the board member in question, Mr. DiRienzo, has been very, very clear that he does not wish to engage in dialogue. Given an opportunity to speak to the motion, to address the motion, he instead chose to disrupt the meeting, walk out of the room, come back in, make a long speech when he wasn't recognized. I mean, so, you know, you can mediate if it requires that both parties be willing to talk, and he has been abundantly clear that he does not wish to engage in dialogue. So I think it would be a waste of time. Additionally, I don't know that those of us who were subjected to this kind of treatment feel the need to use listener money, you know, to engage in what I certainly do not have any faith in as a way of resolving this issue. I think people have to make a determination that they are willing to show up to a meeting, work on the task that has been assigned, and do it with as little rancor and as much speed and efficiency as you can do while being fair to all the parties involved. And until people are at that place personally, we're throwing money away. Secondly, I don't know where the, or maybe this is my third point, I don't know whether the idea came from that the last mediators, the last set of mediators, did not, were somehow ineffective. They had been in touch with the former chair of our board, and he admitted that he got wrapped up in something else and totally dropped the ball in terms of notifying the rest of the LSB that they even intended to be in town. Many of us were at the station anyway, because I think that turned out to have been the deadline for handing in something or the other. Maybe that was for the next campaign or something, but we were all there. I don't remember the reason we were all there, but many of us were there and were able to speak to the mediators. It didn't go beyond that, but I these are professionals who I think deserve better than to have their reputation, sort of bandied about in an unfair manner. So I object to the characterization that they, quote, showed up one day without telling anybody anything, which is what I think I just heard Mr. Martin say, that's not Mike either.
Wait a minute, I hadn't been on the call for an hour. I went over to my management oversight meeting, so it couldn't have been me.
No, that's what I said, not you, not Mike. our Paul said that, and that is... that is false. That is a false statement. The documentation is there to prove that they that we weren't notified they were coming. They made arrangements. They made that contact. So if I can finish, Dave, please.
Yeah, but I don't want to... I'd like to take a point of mediation and not about a back and forth, because then what's going to happen is somebody else is going to want to say, no, it happened this way.
Dave, I'm sorry. That may well be so, but I do think that before we tarnish someone's reputation by saying, hey, these folks didn't have their act together, they just showed up, they didn't, you know, and
okay,
then we never heard from them. If that's your purpose,
Serene, then it's fine to say that that's not accurate and there was some confusion. But when you get into a certain level of detail about it, Dave,
I'm sorry, with all due respect, I am on the LSB listserv. Both our Paul and I saw the email from the chair apologizing for not having properly notified us, although he had been in contact with the mediators earlier in the week. So to now characterize them as people who just showed up and then never showed up again, you know...
Serene, that's not what you're doing. You're going into a further discussion about issues of, for example, the behavior of the former chair and other things like that. And so if you're concerned about the reputation, we can understand that, yes, that there is dispute about that, and we can leave it at that. But that's, I don't think it is proper for us to go into this level of detail about what's going on at your station.
We've spent the last 3 months dealing with what's happening at my station. But to correct the record when someone makes a false statement about people whom none of us really know is somehow inappropriate?
I think to go into a level of detail about the dates of things like that will invite similar discourse from other people, and it is not relevant to the question of the motion as a whole, that level of detail. For you to say something to the effect of, I take issue with the characterization, there were problems with the way it was called, and that is not an accurate statement.
Okay, they I would appreciate it, Dave, if you would chair with a slightly lighter hand than you're using at the moment. I would like to be able to finish my statement.
I'd like to ask the committee whether other committee members feel that I should do that, because I am happy to let you complete the statement. But I don't want to get into a level of he said, she said on this issue.
Yeah, I do, but it's taking up more time to hear the two of you argue.
Just let Serene finish her sentence. Serene, finish your statement, please.
Yeah, let her finish her statement, and then let's have the last of that on the AI, because it is not our general, and it's not really germane to this motion. But let's hear it.
So what I would like to say with regard to the very idea of having mediation is that you have to have willing parties. And I don't think that in this instance we have willing parties. I think those attempts have been made informally within the board, and that it's, to me, a waste of listener money.
Board of personal privilege.
Personal privilege. Who is saying this?
Our personal privilege. Yes, I object to the characterization by name of me by that member, and indeed, what I said was true. They showed up, and some of us at least were saying...
Paul, I don't. This is exactly what I don't want, and why I asked. I can take... If you just want to say you object to the characterization and you feel it's inaccurate...
I've done that, and I'm done.
That is fine. Is that it?
Okay.
Bob, I'm sorry. I believe you were supposed to be...
Yes. Thanks. Okay. Well, I agree with what Serene has laid out about the situation. I mean, mediation fundamentally is when there's a dispute and there are two parties that have not been able to resolve the dispute on their own, and they seek help through a third party who will come and help mediate between them. That is, none of those factors exist at the LSB level. There has been intense conflict. That conflict is based on very serious political differences. And then, as we all know, there's also a conduct issue for at least one member that, you know, has gone beyond differences to issues that are, you know, that have had to be sanctioned. So, to me, the whole idea of imposing, and I appreciate the intention involved, and I appreciate that it's a recommendation, but I agree with other people who said, first of all, it's a very questionable road for the PNB to be going down to recommend mediation to those who haven't asked for it. This is different than last year when at least one of the parties asked for it, and actually the former chair of the board agreed to it at that point. that's not what's happening here, and so I think it's inappropriate. And there are serious issues about money that would be involved here, and money is extremely tight at the network. And I just think that we have to be careful not to be kind of overstepping the bounds of what the PNB is here to do. It's fine for people to talk informally with their suggestions, and maybe we could at some point benefit from some sort of training in conflict management, but that's quite different than mediation. And the other thing is that our chair put out a call over the airwaves for a parliamentarian, and I think if we could find, no one's responded yet, and if anyone on this call has contacts in the world of parliamentarians and you can recommend someone, I think someone who's unconnected to anyone currently at the station who could just, you know, with their best intention, give interpretations of what's permitted under the rules, that would at least help one point of conflict, since there are a lot of arguments about Robert's rules. But beyond that, I don't think this is going to be productive or a good use of tight funds.
Who was the last person on the stack? I think it was Max.
Yeah, I still think
we have 2 more minutes.
I still think it would be valuable to put forth some recommendation to the extent that that stations, to their own discretion, seek assistance, outside assistance to help resolve conflicts, without mentioning specifically the situation at WBAI. We all, as pointed out by Lydia, we have all been through that sort of difficulty, and some have found outside assistance to be helpful. But we can do so in a kind of a generic way, recommend that to the PNB, and the PNB can, of course, adopt or reject it. And to me, that would be perfectly legitimate. That's the way I look at it.
This is Lydia. Do we have a couple more seconds?
Go ahead.
Okay, then if the objection is to mediation, then because really this process obviously that we went through involved conflict management. There wasn't a particular issue as there was in WBAI, nor was I recommending that we remediate that particular issue. What I'm saying is there is a profound conflict on the board that doesn't get resolved by a rule. It does not get resolved by a parliamentarian. It has to do with how you move forward with the business. So if we can replace it, then my resolution with conflict management training, that would be the same thing. I mean, I know that this group and other groups deal with that. If that is something you would be more open to, I just don't think you can even put a dollar value on resolving conflict, because I, for one, was involved in the lawsuit that cost a fortune to this network because conflict was not resolved. And so I am telling you that these things tend to escalate if they do not get resolved, and if we can find a modest way to address it now, we don't have to pay the price, a much larger price, down the road.
Well, we are 1 minute over, so...
Time.
Lydia, are you proposing to change
your
motion to that effect?
If people would be open to that, and we can just move to the vote on that one concept.
I second the motion.
I think that would be helpful, Lydia.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yep.
Okay,
so
that's a motion to substitute, I believe, right?
Yes. And then if we could just take a vote on it now so we don't continue down this.
It's an amendment to replace the word mediation with the words conflict resolution training, right?
Or conflict management, whatever.
Conflict
Lydia
management?
Can Lydia withdraw her first one and substitute a new one?
Yes.
What? We can dispense it very quickly. But no, technically not. It belongs to the body, if I understand correctly.
Yeah, right.
So we just have to agree to that. I don't think there will be any disagreement.
Yeah, right.
I just want to get what we're agreeing to.
Conflict resolution.
That's what I thought the language was.
Okay, let's do conflict resolution. Just vote on it.
Wherever it says mediation, we substitute conflict resolution.
Excuse me, I'd like to make a motion to extend time on the subject, because if we're changing this, I still don't understand this new motion that's coming up, and I feel very uncomfortable making a vote on it. I don't understand what's going on.
By how much, Hakim?
Well, we're over by 2 minutes
five
now.
5 minutes,
so.
And as soon as I understand what's going on, I'll vote.
How much time do you want to extend?
5 minutes.
Is there a second to 5 minutes? Is there any objection?
No.
Okay. So you want more discussion, is that correct, Hakam?
Yes, I'd just like to start the discussion by asking the question, if we changed conflict, we changed mediation to conflict resolution, but it's still specific about WBAI, right?
Yes.
It's not for the entire network.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay.
Oh, it's not for the entire network?
No, it's still just about that, you know, particular situation going on at WBAI.
And not about the person, just about the underlying conflict at WBAI.
I understand, but how does that benefit all of us? I mean, it seems like a good idea, and if it's a good idea, then put it out to the entire network.
Mary Berg can be on the stack.
Go ahead, Mary.
Yeah, I think this, as people have pointed out, this is somewhat past the board's purview, but it doesn't hurt to give a recommendation, so that would be fine as a recommendation for one particular situation. But before I could vote on something that would affect the whole network, I think I would want to craft it much more carefully, and not carefully, but there are steps leading up to the mediation as a general. This is addressing a problem that's already in existence, and it's too late for all those other steps. But I would not, I'm comfortable with just doing it as a kind of a recommendation for just this one situation, which has already gone so far.
This is Bob.
Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a problem conceptually with a national committee and then a national board, you know, recommending particular course of action to a board that it's never even spoken to or approached. I don't have the authority to speak for our board. When I made that offhand comment, I was giving my own personal feeling that perhaps, not definitely, that maybe there might be some benefit from, you know, one training session. But I haven't talked to other people about that, and I don't know if other people would agree.
It's non-binding. It's a recommendation.
I understand, but I think it's a serious...
We have very little time left.
It's a serious precedent that to make recommendations without any investigation, just because of a series of incidents people have heard about and, you know, explored one of those incidents in detail, not understood the overall dynamics, history, the depth of the history. So I think this is it's a very well-intentioned motion, but I think it's a mistake and it sets a bad precedent.
Vote no.
I'd like
Let's
to comment on it. I have not commented yet on this particular thing, but, you know, the idea that it's out of the purview of this body, both the National Board and the Governance Committee, when both bodies have been consumed endlessly by this issue and have had to both deal with this issue in the specific, the idea that we now can't even make a suggestion about conflict resolution seems to me a strange idea, and it's self-indicative of what is causing this conflict, because it's so much about who has what power over whom, and it's mine. But you can't even make a suggestion. It's to me a bad sign. And, you know, I don't know whether we address that bad sign by making a suggestion that then makes some group of people feel that they've been terribly intruded upon and the fight goes on and on and on and on, or not. But I will say that something does need to change. Hakam, if you have an idea about something that would be of national scope, that could deal with this question, that would be great, too. If people don't feel ready to do this now, you can make a motion to table, but we need to vote on it.
Are they finished?
So I believe at the moment we have a motion to substitute. Yeah, but it's going to take us that time to get through the vote.
Yeah.
A motion to substitute mediation with the term conflict resolution.
Right. It's a conflict management or conflict resolution. I'm getting both.
Conflict management or conflict resolution. I'd like to hold the vote on that motion to substitute.
Okay. All right. Are we doing that then? We're going to the amendment now?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. The amendment I have is, in the main motion, replace mediation with conflict management.
Resolution.
Conflict resolution, I think.
Okay. Okay, I have... All right. Grace Aaron.
I thought I heard somebody say conflict resolution, conflict training, or I heard training in there somewhere.
You got the...
Would the maker of the motion please clarify the language precisely?
Yeah, conflict resolution.
Great.
Conflict resolution it is.
So that's it. And
okay,
we're at time, so we should.
Start again. Would you call the vote?
Grace Aaron.
Yes.
David Edelson.
Dane.
Mary Berg.
Yes.
Max Blaché.
Yes.
Lydia Brazon.
Yes.
Marty Derlin. Jane Gatewood.
Yes.
What? Jane Gatewood is yes?
Yes.
Did Marty Derlin reply? No, not here.
Mm-mm.
Bob Lederer.
Pass.
Say again?
Pass.
Oh, pass.
Mike Martin. Mike Martin.
Is Micah here? Oops, maybe he's
R. Paul Martin. Pass. Sarv Rendon. Sandra Rawline.
Is she still here?
Serene Roberts.
Pass.
Rob Robinson.
Yeah.
Rob Robinson.
Yes.
Is that Rob Robinson?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Now we can.
Yes.
Yes. Deb Shafto.
Yes.
Akram Dikash.
No.
Okay, coming back. Derlin isn't here. Letterman?
Actually, I am here.
Oh,
I don't know what the main motion is, and I haven't heard any of the debate, so I don't. I'm going to have to abstain from this vote.
Okay. Letterer?
Abstain.
Mike Martin? R. Paul Martin? Abstain. Sandra Rawline?
No.
Sandra Rawline? Okay. I don't hear Sandra Rawline. Serene Roberts?
Abstain.
And that's what we've got. So we've got more. Seven yes. One no. Five abstentions. So
can you verify that? Can you name the abstentions again, please?
We had four. Yeah.
Okay, let me count again. Breaking over a page. The abstentions are Edelson, Derlin, Lederer,
right.
Martin,
right.
Roberts.
Derlin, that's right.
Thank you.
By the way, Arpal, I pronounced my last name Edelson.
Edelson.
Okay. Can you read the main motion as
yes.
amended?
Let me get to it as amended here. I've set this. It's conflict. Okay. Yeah. See, we changed I set it up for this, but now we've changed it to resolution instead of management. So give me 1 second to change that word rapidly.
I guess we'll just go till it's done, right, Dave?
Yes, we're terminating this vote. I don't.
Right.
Okay, the motion as I have it. The Pacifica Governance Committee recommends conflict resolution for the WBAI local station board. Further, given that some stated that past conflict resolution efforts had failed, we recommend that mediators
for it to be broken down into parts, so we could just end it with just recommending the mediation period.
Stop there.
Is there any objection to us dividing it and taking it one time?
I would just like to... Is it too late to withdraw the rest of it?
No, I would move that we divide the motion and the first...
Yeah, we'll take them piece by piece, and you can just table it or vote no on the other.
Okay.
The first part is the Pacifica Governance Committee recommends professional mediation for the local... recommends professional conflict resolution for the WBI local station board, period. And that would be...
Pacifica Governance Committee recommends professional conflict resolution for the WBI local station board.
Right.
Okay. Can we call the roll, please?
What are we voting on?
No, we
on
already voted
motion.
For that part.
No, we voted
we
to
voted,
substitute, but now we
substitute.
Never voted for the whole thing
now
to begin with.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
We vote for the amended motion now.
Right.
But only to that point.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Yes. So, Arpal, can you
yep,
call it?
Here we go. Grace Aaron. David Edelson.
Edelson.
Hello, this is Grace. Oh, okay. Sorry, I had my mute on. Yes.
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Dave Edelson?
Yes, indeed.
Barry Bird?
Yes.
Max Blachet?
Yes.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Marty Derlin?
Yes.
Jane Gatewood?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
Abstain.
Mike Martin?
Absent.
R. Paul Martin, abstain. Sarv Randhawa, Sandra Rolline. Serene Roberts.
Abstain.
Rob Robinson.
Yes.
Deb Shafto.
Yes.
Akim Takash.
No.
Okay. 9 yes, 1 no, 3 abstentions.
Okay, what's the second part?
Well, we're quite over time. Are we going to go on with...
No, when at time we finish up the vote. So we don't need to extend time to finish voting.
Because we're 13 minutes
voting.
Over.
I move that we table the
actually, we're
session.
In, we're kind of... I don't know if that's in order, but we're actually in the middle of the vote.
Well, then we separated the items.
The
motion to table the remaining items is in order.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Is there a table until when?
Indefinitely.
Table doesn't have a time associated with it.
Right.
Understand. Oh, okay. I mean, my understanding is that you always say until when, but okay.
No,
that's postponed.
Can you call, is there any objection to tabling?
Well, we're tabling the rest
The rest of these. We approve
the remainder of the agenda.
Well, no, the motion.
The remainder of the motion.
Okay, great. I second.
Is there any objection to tabling the remainder of the motion? Okay. The last item on the agenda is new business, if there is any. It's the opportunity for somebody to introduce any motions.
I just had some questions.
Okay, we have 15 minutes. Go ahead, Jane.
In the minutes from December 30th, there was mention of information that was prepared for the PMB packet, and I was particularly interested in two of the items that I saw on that list that I'd never seen, and I wondered, those of you who were involved in compiling that packet, maybe you can let me know if you actually have these. Number 5 was legal fiduciary responsibilities, and A, in particular, confidentiality, executive sessions, and personnel issues. And then number 8 was primer on accounting. For those of you who participated in that meeting, did those items actually get put into packets in some form?
I would, speaking for myself, I'd have to look at those packets. We get huge packets, and I tend to refer to what has been... what's on the agenda. I don't know if anybody
I'm looking at these. I'm looking at the minutes right now. So where is this in it?
It was number 5. It was from the December 30th minutes, and it was
so
number 5 and number 8. These
so
are items
asking,
that you all...
I have access to those booklets. You want to tell me which... Is the January meeting?
It would be.
Intended for that meeting.
Okay, so I'm looking in the board packet for that meeting.
Jane, I've got a document on fiduciary responsibilities from Board Source that I can fax to you.
But it's not
an official Pacifica one. I've never seen any official Pacifica.
No, I haven't either.
Document that defines
confidentiality of executive sessions and personnel issues. I wish that I had that at my disposal, something that has come through this committee or some other place, because that's something that RLSB needs to receive.
It's something that, what did you say, Jane? It's something that who needs
our
to...
Our LSB needs to
your
receive
LSB
that
needs
item
to see.
On confidentiality of executive sessions and personnel issues. It's that particular item.
This committee is trying to put something
together. Okay, I just found the board packet.
Now, we have a section on accounting and finance. Let me see. Hold on. I can answer that. I'll spend some time looking it up. If we have other items, is there anything else?
I have a couple of questions today. This is Marty.
Go ahead.
One is, I would like to be part of the bylaws subgroup or whatever. And
oh, cool.
I think I missed whatever meeting you may have formed that. So, and I wanted to know if we've done any work on and thinking about when the convention should be or any of that stuff.
We have dealt with that. There is going to be a group that's going to...
So that would be, you get hold of Lydia, Marty.
Is it Lydia?
Yeah.
Okay. She's the head of the, she's the chair of the,
she's
or the head or the convener or whatever.
Send her your phone number, too, and email. Well, send her your info and stuff and say you want to do it.
Okay. And when is our next meeting, the governance committee?
That's a
tomorrow.
Good question. I thought it was
for 3 hours.
Isn't it tonight? Isn't it
12:15 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's the fourth Thursday of the month.
Okay, so we're not going to have any in between as far as we... when it's going to be the 26th.
Not unless we have something referred to us by the PNB about some specific issue that we need to deal with before their next meeting.
Okay.
This is Jane. Further follow-up on her question about what we discussed. It's my understanding that Mike Martin shared with us that the intent of LSB involvement is to have some kind of input for the June 17th meeting in Berkeley and further input for the September meeting in Houston from the LSBs.
Okay.
That was my understanding. And it was also my understanding that Lydia had come up with a proposal that one of the desired outcomes at some point is to compile a list of items that have unanimous consent or at least two-thirds support.
Okay.
Is that right, Lydia?
She's maybe gone or something.
Lydia.
Oh, Lydia.
I think she went off because...
Well, she said something along those lines.
Okay, well, thank you for that information, and I'll contact her and participate.
Yeah, that'd be good.
This is Bob.
I have a point of information.
Yes, go ahead.
Actually, I think Bob started speaking before I did.
Well, point of information takes precedence over debate.
Okay, I don't know that it's necessarily the purview of this committee. It may be more something that the coordinating committee needs to handle. The conflicts in terms of scheduling of committee meetings. For example, I know there's a story with the minutes, et cetera, but, you know, even in the face of communication that another committee is meeting, there seems to be a tendency by some to schedule a conflicting meeting, knowing that there are people on both committees. For example, if I could presume for a moment to speak for Rob and Mary, the three of us are both on the governance committee and on the ad hoc elections committee. I have no idea what's happening on that committee because the chair has refused to communicate with me, although I've asked her a number of times what's happening in terms of meetings. Where do we need to go in order to get people to behave in a more reasonable manner?
We need to ask the chair to make a ruling, the chair of the PNB.
Okay.
And I think Dave should raise that with him directly.
What kind of ruling are you asking for, Rob?
Well, I think we need
people to be civilized.
Well, want people to somehow take into account when they're scheduling meetings.
I'd like to hear from Rob, please. What do you the statement that I asked the chair? What do you envision my asking?
I think that you should ask the chair to ask members of the chair committees to be scrupulous in not scheduling their meetings so that they conflict with other PNB meetings that are scheduled. And if it's necessary to get, the webmaster to present things differently or to present, you know, to promulgate weekly listings of meetings, that's great. But the problem is when we have situations where people schedule meetings that they know conflict and we write to them and say, there's a conflict, can you change the meeting? They won't respond or they just won't change it.
So,
Mary Berg,
hang on a sec. I'll get to you, Mary. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Just want to clarify. You said ask for a ruling.
I think you should ask the chair, Ambrose Lane of the PNB, to instruct the chairs of all of the PNB committees and task forces that they make a policy of not scheduling their meetings in conflict with other meetings that are scheduled.
Okay.
If I can give an example.
I can ask that.
Is that clear, Serene? Is that fair?
Well, yeah, I know
but
that Marty...
Mary is next, and then I can come back to you, Serene.
Sure.
Mary?
Yeah, we have a thing on our website that the chairs can post to, and it works out very nicely. And the minute you schedule a meeting, you put it up. And it's very simple to learn to do it. I'm sure our webmistress, my God, Lisa Ballard, would get a hold of Pete. They could do something like that. And if you see that there are two meetings at the same time, because part of the problem is not that people don't give a damn. I think they don't. But if you don't know when the other meetings are, how do you know if you're conflicting? So if it's constantly updated on the website in this way, the minute you make a meeting schedule, you put it there, and then obviously you see if they're together, you get hold of each other and say, wait, let's change it, and then you change it. And I would recommend that we do something like that. I mean, it's fine to I do agree we should ask the chair to instruct people not to do this, but the second part of it has to be they have to know when these meetings are scheduled, and I don't think there is a mechanism.
Serene, and then Rob.
Yeah, actually, there is a mechanism. I think it was, I don't remember if it was Otis or John who mentioned it on the last call, but if you go to kpftx.org/PA calendar, you can post the meetings. So, for example, RPAL just confirmed that we're meeting on May 26th, which is the fourth Thursday, which we've long since announced, I think, is going to be our regular meeting. And I'm looking at it, and, of course, Laverne has posted an elections review meeting. Although, she was told at the time, I think
twice.
the three of us were on that first call and said the fourth Thursday is used by governance, so... I don't know.
Okay.
I can't speak for the other two at this point, but right now I have no idea what's happening on that committee. She's refused to answer any of the emails that I've sent asking for updates about anything.
Well, thanks for the info about it. I didn't know where to find
that. Well, it can't happen.
Good.
We can't be in two places at once.
Well, David, I think it's important that Ambrose instruct the chairs to be careful about that, because this has happened several times and not just with that particular committee, where people schedule meetings. They know that there are conflicts. In some cases, they schedule these meetings, for example, after the governance committee meeting is scheduled, folks will schedule other meetings that they know conflict with the governance, and then they force people to make a choice.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important that Ambrose ask the committee members not to do that, because this happened again this week. We had an executive search committee that got scheduled on top of a program committee meeting, and even though we notified after that happened, we notified the chair of that committee. He declined to do anything about it. So we lost membership on the program committee, and we're eating each other up with this stuff. So that's why I think you have to ask Ambrose that he institute a policy that committee chairs may not do it.
This is Mary.
I would just dispute the idea that the chair could institute policy, but we can certainly.
I'm sorry.
Did he
ask them? That he asked them not to do that.
Right.
Civil and collegial, but it has to be clear that that's not, what the will of the board is.
I can draft something if people like in the next day or two, and if I don't, someone can remind me, or anyone else can send me draft language, and then I can send that on up to Ambrose if that'll solve it.
Great. Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave.
Mary Berg here.
Yeah, Mary?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion that this committee recommends that meetings are not scheduled in conflict with other meetings, and recommends that requests the PNB chair to so instruct all concerned, so that it's a formal motion that the committee agrees that this is what we're going to do. That this is our recommendation.
Is there a second to that?
I'll second
Jane
that.
Oh,
I think Jane just did.
Okay.
Let me make sure I got it here. Okay, what I have is, this committee recommends that committees not be scheduled to conflict with committee meetings.
With existing...
Not be scheduled to conflict with other committee meetings, and that the chair will communicate this to the PNV chair?
Will instruct all concerned, that means the all committee chairs and all board members.
Okay, who's so instructing me?
The chair, that the PNV chair will... We're requesting that the PNV chair so instruct the board, committee members, and all concerned.
This is Lydia. I think we have to be more specific and say something to the effect that one...
Previously noticed.
Yes.
Yeah, previously noticed. Good. Instead of existing.
So all of the, it should read previously noticed
meetings.
Committee meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it should probably say
and regularly scheduled.
Previously noticed.
I think previously noticed is enough.
Well, it's a continuing problem, and this might be something we also need to take up. I don't know whether it's a coordinating committee or governance committee issue, but I as yet don't know what constitutes notice. Noticing the PNB secretary and having the secretary put it out, posting it on the public posting board, sending it to the PNB. There may be a definition of it somewhere, I'm sure.
Well, right now it's getting posted on the KPFTX site, so...
Yeah, but that, what I'm saying is there's never been any policy passed of any sort that I'm aware of
no.
what constitutes dual notice. So it
no,
makes
sir.
It hard... So it makes it a little bit hard to know whether something was duly noticed if you don't know what constitutes appropriate notice.
Well, then, can we just leave that word out?
I think that causes a problem.
I have a suggestion how to remedy that problem.
Me too. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
To simply say that it's been noticed either to the PNB listserv or the KPFTX calendar. And it's very concrete. You check those
okay,
two places.
Okay, got it. So do we want to do it that way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can I just make a suggestion about the language, David, or just suggest something?
Mm-hmm.
There are two parts of this. One is I think we're suggesting that each committee have a regularly scheduled meeting time that's posted on either of those calendars. And the second part of it is that committee chairmen are asked that they not schedule their meetings at times when other regularly scheduled meetings occur.
Are you making this amendment?
Yes.
Well,
wait a second.
Point of order.
Different.
This is sort of being put together here, and I don't think it's actually been put in a full form and seconded. I'm copying it down.
That's right. And it is appropriate to amend the motion before the maker can accept amendments before it's been... reread by the secretary, yes?
Right.
So that's why I'm sort of letting this go right now.
It's sort of amorphous right now, so.
That's right.
Yeah,
so
I would really like not to put both of those concepts in there. Some committees may not meet regularly and may not have to, some ad hoc committees, but they still need to, I think that the rest of it stands.
Mary, it still is, if he wants to put it forward and the maker wants to do it, so... I mean, I guess, are there any other suggestions?
Could I read what I have?
Yeah.
All right. What I have is, the motion is, this committee recommends that committee meetings not be scheduled to conflict with previous duly noticed to the PN... okay. All right, 1 second. Bear with me. I have to move a phrase.
Now we're going over time by a minute.
Okay. I'll read that. This committee recommends that committee meetings not be scheduled to conflict with previously duly noticed committee meetings to the PNB list or the KPFTX calendar, and that the chair will communicate this to the PNB chair and ask him to so instruct all committee chairs.
This is Serene.
Yep.
Can we change that to and the LSB listserv and the KPFTX?
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise it assumes that everyone who convenes the meeting is on the PNB listserv.
Yeah, I like that.
My only issue with that is, I don't know, I mean, do people know how to put it on that list?
I don't.
Who puts it on that list?
How to put it on what? On kpftx.org?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We can ask them for instructions again. I think they offered to provide the information before.
I think you can strike the word duly from that motion. And
I do, too.
And it conveys the same meaning, but a little bit easier to hear it to follow.
I do, too.
I agree it makes it easier, but it makes it harder to understand if somebody does something wrong.
Could we just wait till that happens, and then we'll... Because
it
hasn't been defined?
Posted to this source or that source, period.
What?
The word duly is unnecessary because you've simply said...
Oh, yeah, if you're including those other parts.
Previously noticed by posting to X
exactly.
And X.
Yeah.
Excuse me, may I ask a question? This is Max. How much more do we have to go?
Well, I'm
no more than 12 minutes. I'm sorry, 13 minutes. Right?
We have come to time on this, so shall we just? Can we just?
Well, we haven't even had a reading of the motion in a second. But do people want to continue with this? I'm getting a little bit nervous about it, particularly because I'm wondering if this is establishing that people now have. I mean, I think what we need is a mechanism that defines what constitutes. Due notice, and to put it in as part of this, I think has the potential to cause a lot of problems. So one possibility might be an informal communication from me to Ambrose, table to the next meeting, and deal with the specific language at the next meeting.
Well, David, this is the governance committee, and the governance committee operates by means of meetings that have to have notice. And that have to take place in order to enact the business of the PNB and the LSBs. If this committee can't establish a coherent policy about how we conduct those meetings so that we don't have conflicts, then what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Rob, that's not the issue at all. The issue is whether or not we need a separate motion. And as people have been saying, we're at time, and Bob wants to have this cut off at 15, we've got a motion that says this will end at 7:15, a deadline I would like to make.
Right.
I think if we deal with this issue now as a formal policy issue, it's going to extend on longer. If you'd like to stick with it that long, we can do that too. It's just a question of whether we handle it in the near term. This is new business, remember, and I had originally said things can be introduced. We deal with it as new business. We talk about it. We can table it till a later date, or we can deal with it right now. I'm asking what people want to do.
Okay, this is Lydia, and I see no reason why, given the language of posting to the two places, that we can't just take a vote on it now.
This is Mary Bird.
Well,
I really agree.
I have further discussion on it. I disagree. I think that, to my knowledge, there is. I don't know what meetings that have already been noticed have been listed to kpftx.org, and I had not heard previously that that was the case. So, for example, it would be a question whether, and many things have gone out and been noticed. Does the existence of this motion imply that proper notice is given by posting it there, and therefore does everything that's presently on KPFTX, if it's not on kpfd.org, constitute an improperly noticed meeting?
This is Bob.
Go ahead.
I don't think that either the intent or the wording of this motion presumes to answer your larger question about what is proper notice. That's a separate issue that you're right. We can't resolve that tonight.
Right.
This is simply saying there's practical realities that people have set up, there's a real world system that people have set up. That's why I named those two places. It's simply saying, before your committee schedules a meeting, check these two places and make sure nobody else is already scheduled. It doesn't say that once it's on those two places, that's full and adequate notice for the public. That's a different issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's just saying to internally coordinate, check those places, because that's generally been agreed that, you know, and the reason it's two is that sometimes people may forget to post it on one and only post it on the other. So it's saying if you look at either the one or the other and you find another committee, don't schedule your meeting for that night.
Okay, but
Mary Bird,
I'm asking for it to be and not or, and this is why I'm asking.
I would say it should be or to make that intent.
Could I suggest that at this point we solidify what the motion is and then determine what we're going to do with it?
That's
in other words, I'll read what I have.
Okay.
And
Is there since a Mary second Berg point is, at this point?
Since Mary Berg is the mover of the motion, she'll say yes or no, and it will go on from there.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Motion as I have it is this. This committee recommends that committee meetings not be scheduled to conflict with committee meetings previously duly noticed to the PNB list and the KPFTX calendar, and that the chair will communicate this to the PNB chair and ask him to instruct all committee chairs.
Just so instruct all committee chairs. And
that's what I have.
And I had originally thought to have it the chairs and all members, but I didn't
well,
want
to. Well, it's up to you. It's
I'd rather have it. What I wanted was that the chair be noticed and also all concerned, the board members, all board members and committee members.
I thought we had removed Dooley.
Well, we didn't agree to. I would prefer to remove it because
well,
I think
it's
that's
your
a can of worms.
At this point,
well, I would like to take it out. I would just like to have previously noticed, and if the mode of noticing changes, then we'll amend the procedure. But this will be a procedure we can start now instead of waiting and waiting.
Okay.
We can improve on it later.
And Mary, as he read it, he had the PMB list and the KPFT.org site. Would you like that to be your motion?
I am fine with or, but I just in order to get something passed, I'd go with either one. So what the if more
your
people,
motion? So you pick the language, and then people who want different language will propose that form.
How about and or? It's just totally meaningless. But there, it's one of it's at least
is that what
one.
You want
of them.
And slash or?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what the maker wants.
All right,
there
so let me read
to
it.
That?
No, I'd like I. This is Serena. I'd like to speak.
Well, is there a second to that motion?
Well, why don't I read it? Then we'll see if we get seconded. This committee recommends that committee meetings not be scheduled to conflict with committee meetings previously noticed to the PNB list and or the KPFTX calendar, and that the chair will communicate this to the PNB chair and ask him to so instruct all committee chairs and committee members.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's a second to that.
This is Lydia. What is the mechanism?
Hang on, Lydia. Serene's first, then you.
Yeah, my question remains. There are those of us who are not on the PNB listserv. So unless, and
well, then
I don't. Well, let me finish, please. I don't know that this is the case, but is everyone who convenes a national or the chair of every one of the PNB committees a member of the PNB? I mean,
not
I don't know that every.
No, they're not.
Okay,
I'm
so
not.
Then how would we know if it's posted to the PNB list? If we're not on the PNB list,
okay,
that's
so do
why
you
I'm
make,
saying.
Excuse me.
Well, this is
you
why it's and
motion,
or.
Excuse
no,
me.
Well, and
no,
or is the same as or.